Hey, everybody. Just wanted to let you know again that my second episode of Kathy Lee and Company is running right now, downloaded and available on podcastone.com. Here's Kris Jenner to say why she came on with her old friend. Why are you here, my darling?
Well, because you made me. Actually, because I love you and because I want to be there to support you.
Back at you, Missy. Love you.
Love you, too.
Join us on Kathy Lee and Company, podcastone.com.
Shine, baby.
Available now. Available now. At podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. We've been waiting for a very long time to get an audit of the Federal Reserve. Senator Rand Paul wants a vote on the audit the Fed bill, and to get that vote, Senator Paul may place a hold on Janet Yellen's nomination to head the Fed. We'll talk with Ron Paul about the Fed and gold right after this.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
Have a website for your business? Great. But now what? With 95% of consumers now turning to the internet before making purchases, simply having a website is no longer enough if it's not being found in search results. But online marketing can be confusing, and simply put, it's hard to do it all and do it well. ESIOH.com, pronounced SEO, is making it easy and affordable for small businesses to be found when potential customers search Google, Bing, and Yahoo. ESIOH.com has made it their mission to provide online marketing that will help grow your business's online presence by getting your website in front of as many interested searchers as possible. Never outsourced, all of their work is done in their California office and is 100% compliant with Google Webmaster Guidelines, which means the methods they use to improve your online presence today will in no way penalize your website in the future. No contracts, commitments, or setup fees either. Simply $599 a month. 30-day, no questions asked, 100% money-back guarantee. Try them out for a month, and if it's not what you expect or you change your mind, they'll give you your money back. They are that sure they'll exceed your expectations. You will not find a company that works harder to increase your online presence. So go to ESIOH.com now and tell them you heard about them on the Ron Paul Podcast. Dr. Paul, I ran into the objection more than once on the radio in supporting your movement to audit the Fed, that to believe that the Fed needs auditing is to believe in conspiracy theories, that someone would say, Charles, do you think somebody backed a truck up in the middle of the night at Fort Knox and drove off with all the gold? But of course, there's a difference between an inventory and an audit. And it's great to start with an inventory, just count the bars, but an audit also examines the title to the gold, whether it has been pledged, used as collateral, loaned, used in currency swaps and liquidity operations by the Fed. And I can't understand why everybody believes it is prudent for even small businesses to be audited, but something gargantuan that impacts us all like the Fed need not ever be audited?
You know, what it makes me think of is that when they want to invade our privacy and we're supposed to reveal everything to our government, they say, oh, if you don't have anything to hide, what difference does it make? You know, we just want our privacy for the sake of privacy. But, you know, you should be allowed to apply that condition to the government. If they don't have anything to hide, why shouldn't the people know what they're doing? And if people, well, a lot of them say, well, the CIA and the NSA and the Federal Reserve, they're different. They're very, very important people, and we don't have a right to know. But, you know, they may have been able to get away with that because nobody really discussed it over the years. But more recently, in the last 4 or 5 years, the American people are waking up. They know the Fed is very, very instrumental in managing the economy, and they are central economic planners. So the majority of the American people are with this. You know, the fact that I was able to get the audit the Fed bill passed twice in the Congress with all the Republicans supporting me wasn't because, you know, I was a so-called team player. What was happening there was the American people were telling their congressmen that we need to know more about the Fed and you should support audit the Fed bill. It can't hurt a thing. It's not telling them what to do. We're not, you know, all of a sudden taking over monetary policy. So the American people are with us. And auditing the Fed is, I think, the most important thing because we find out what they're doing overseas. And we did get a lot of information, you know, after the crisis because of this pressure. And we found out the Fed was very much engaged overseas, but not in great detail. And when you think about it, you realize that they spend a lot more money and influence around the world in foreign policy and bailing out banks and central banks and other governments than anything the Congress could do. It's a government unto itself, and it's all off budget. So this to me is something that the American people want to know about. And we should find out what they're doing overseas. We should include on that, of course, out at the Fed, you find out where the gold is. The one thing that's unfortunate about the gold is that with the monetary, Exchange Stabilization Act of 1930 in the 1930s, it actually gave the Treasury the authority to buy and sell gold. So they could argue technically and legally, they can do this. They can buy and sell. And I never thought if I could put pressure that they could walk me out and look at stacks of gold at Fort Knox, how would that help me? Yeah, there's stacks of gold, but has it been pledged? Has it been loaned out? Who actually owns it? We had all this gold up in New York. We held the gold for most of the countries of Europe during World War II because they figured we weren't going to be invaded. But it's fascinating that just recently, last year, the Germans said, well, it's time that we just held on to our gold, which means they're being suspicious of our government in our holding of our gold. And yet they couldn't even get their gold back. They've been, delayed. They might get it in 6 or 7 years. And think about what that means on top of the fact that it has been found that the NSA has been spying on Merkel even before she became the president of Germany. And this in combination, I think, is really going to undo the relations with many of our many of our allies around the world. But audit the Fed is not going to happen real soon. I'm delighted that Rand is doing this. We don't know what his final a decision will be, but a vote is very important. I'm sure I don't personally talk to him about that, which some people think is rather strange, but he has enough to do, and he knows exactly where I stand on this. But the important part is that we can find out what the senators are thinking, and if he gets 30 or 40 votes to audit the Fed, that would be very, very good. But it's not going to happen. But it's good information in the political sphere to know where the senators stand if they're for openness of government. And now this is a big issue, whether it's the openness in government if with the Federal Reserve, but also this whole issue of NSA spying on not only on foreigners, but all Americans. So this is going to go on for a while. I think it's a great vehicle. My guess is that almost everybody would assume that Yellen will be eventually appointed. I can't even imagine a delay being very long. But in the Senate, you have these opportunities to put some pressure, you know, and expose the Senate for what they are and what the politicians are doing. And this would be beneficial, regardless of what Rand decides to do. But already it's in the discussion. You know, I've been on business stations and they ask me about this. So it is out there and it's being discussed. And one of the ironies, and I like to needle them with this, is that among the establishment people, it is understood that Yellen is for, transparency. She brags that the Fed should be transparent. Well, let's find out how much transparency she really believes in. See if she'll come and support the audit. Obviously, she won't do this. They're transparent with some information that has not a lot of value. But true transparency would be that if we bail out a foreign government with use of dollars, it ought to go through the Congress. But obviously, that wouldn't pass. The money wouldn't be in the Treasury, so it has to be done secretly through this fiat monetary system where the Fed doesn't have to ask approval. They just print up the money and create the credit, and they get very much involved. And believe me, plenty of that was going on in 08 and 09. Now, if we were back into having fantastic growth and the tax revenues were flowing in, nobody would be concerned about this. But right now, people are starting to realize that this recession, they call it the Great Recession. Well, that's just a vehicle to get around not calling it a depression. They prop up a couple statistics, and then they say, oh, it's just a recession, but it's a great, great recession. But the fact that the economy is not doing well, and they'll have to admit that it's actually turned down again, will mean that the Federal Reserve has been a total failure, and even more reason for us to find out exactly what they've been doing, because there will have to be a time when we have monetary reform and, rebuild the monetary system. So this is the reason why it's so important that as many people as possible understand how this system works. Unfortunately, the so-called intellectuals in our major universities, run by our government, basically, are strongly in support of a secret Fed and think it would be terrible. Of course, Wall Street likes a secret Fed, too, because they know they're the lender of last resort. That means they'll are strongly in support of a secret Fed and think it would be terrible. Of course, Wall Street likes a secret Fed, too, because they know they're the lender of last resort. That means they'll bail out the economy. And who has benefited the most in this so-called recovery period? It's been Wall Street and the banks. They have thrived. The middle class keeps shrinking. So we are in the midst of an ongoing crisis due to monetary policy. I can't think of any more important information to analyze this is than to have a true audit of the Fed. And if you're going to have monetary reform, then I think that it would be very good for the American people to know just how much gold we have and what are our options. The central banks of the world still hold gold. So we do know that gold is money in spite of what Bernanke thinks. And this is something that is very important for the future of the country. And hopefully we'll continue to expose the Federal Reserve and build on this movement to get more information by auditing the Fed.
Dr. Paul, one of the most important mega trends in the world of gold these days is this massive flow of gold from the West to the East. And I'd like to ask you to comment on that briefly when we continue in just a moment. Ron Paul, The Weekly Podcast.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? Well, you can, just by shopping like you normally do. You see, just about everybody uses Amazon these days, because it's so easy. But from now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the podcast1.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to podcast1.com, click on the Ron Paul page, and click on Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something, use that link. You'll be helping yourself because you're buying something you want, and helping America because you're helping keep Ron Paul's messages coming. And there's no extra costs involved. You pay the same price, it's the same Amazon. If you want to help out even more, tell your friends to do the same thing. Go to podcast1.com, click on Ron Paul, then click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Paul, over the last couple of years, China has been importing thousands of tons of gold from Hong Kong. Their position as a global gold holder has moved up from down in the asterisks not too many years ago to 5, 6, somewhere in that range just a couple of years ago. And now it looks very much like China is the world's number two gold holder just in a matter of a few short years.
Yes, and if you look at the total amount of gold and which way it's going and take into consideration the gold that goes into India, that part of the world's taking in a lot of gold and there's a lot of less gold in the West. Now, it just may be that the Chinese have read history and believe in history that when you destroy a currency, that eventually you have to go back to a commodity backing of the currency. Of course, the Chinese, I think, were one of the first countries that had the experience of the destruction of a currency with the use of paper many, many centuries ago. So it looks to me like they're in the driver's seat and they may well be able to establish a reserve currency to replace the dollar. I'm sure if I and many other gold people were in China right now, we would say, let's protect our interests. We don't have to have a world reserve currency issued out of China immediately. But in time, we may be in a position to do this because the country that issues the reserve currency of the world becomes a real economic powerhouse. There's a tremendous benefit. Of course, it becomes a tremendous temptation, too, to do the wrong things. And that is what the temptation we fell into after World War II. We were endowed with issuing the reserve currency of the world because we had most of the gold and our economy was very healthy and we weren't destroyed by war. But over the many, many decades, we have undermined that because we took advantage of it, and the chickens have come home to roost because now we're suffering the consequences. So I think China is in a very healthy monetary position, and they're in a place where they may well be in the driver's seat, and the chickens have come home to roost because now we're suffering the consequences. So I think China is in a very healthy monetary position, and they're in a place where they may well be in the driver's seat on developing the next major international currency.
Well, it's a shame that we have let happen what has happened here in the United States and in the West. Thank you, Dr. Paul, for another great conversation and podcast. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.